What I can tell you is that what we are seeing is real, and I think it will indeed accomplish just this. And maybe I haven't looked at it from that angle, but whether you bring it from that angle or the angle that I've been looking at it from, we end up at the same place, and that is a system that resets. And you know, the interesting part about doing it is that if you do it where it emanates as a reaction to what's happening around the world, in other words, if all of these BRICS nations join together with a new settlement system, which I will speak to you about, which is real, and the dollar is forsaken at a macro level, along with the U.S. Treasury, and everything is dumped back home here, where everyone who has been stockpiling treasuries and dollars for the better part of 5 decades dumps them, the reaction by the market would be to send interest rates to the moon based upon hyperinflation, which resets the whole system. But now you have a villain to point to, and it was Xi Jinping and Putin and OPEC and all of the countries in the BRICS, rather than the brain dead monetary policy of a Federal Reserve and irresponsible fiscal policy of the government.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nanosize zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 70% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention, it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits: more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily exclaimed, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwessel.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwessel.com or with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have my friend Andy Shechtman coming back to the program, and I'm going to go out on a limb today. I'm going to tell you that everything that's going on with taking down the Western financial systems on purpose, and you know, he always says that it's too stupid to be too stupid, and I'm going to challenge him and tell him that all these, the most sophisticated bankers in the world that have been buying gold and silver and front running this thing since 2018, they're in on it. They know they're not that stupid, and they're doing it to take down the Western powers and to reestablish the world order. But they're in front of it and they're front running it because it's too stupid to be stupid, as he says. And so I challenge him on that. And that's what we talk about today. And the fact that the BRICS now are, they've created their unit, their monetary unit, and it's now going to be backed by 40% gold. I've been told behind the scenes, Sarah, this is a done deal. This is going through. This is happening. The dollar system, Saudi Arabia has formally joined the BRICS. It's no longer part of the petrodollar. We have all this distraction here going on. Nobody's really talking about this. This is the big deal in the world. The Ukraine war, the Israel war, all these wars are because of this. And I'm telling you, the world bankers have front-run it. They know what's going on. That's why they've been buying all the gold and silver. That's why this huge others group that started many years ago now, 4 to 6 years ago, it started. They're the ones that, and I believe it's the central bankers. It's the wealthy sovereign families. They're the ones doing it. And they have positioned themselves now so that they're ready to take down the system. That's what I am going to formally say today. I can't prove it. You're not going to find it in the mass media. You're going to find it by talking to others that are informed and they know what they're doing. And I challenged Andy on this, and you can hear what he has to say about it. And I'll challenge anybody on this, but unless they're that stupid, which I don't think they are, I think they're in on it and they front run it and they position themselves, and now it's a free for all. That's why you need to be ready. Are your assets protected? Do you have your IRAs protected? Are you in gold and silver and other safe assets? If not, you need to do that ASAP. I can't tell you from a, I'm not a financial advisor. It's not legal for me to do it, but that's what I'm doing. And I think it's important that everybody protects themselves. It's not an investment, it's a protection of your assets. I recommend going to Miles Franklin because they've never had any problems and I haven't heard any complaint over the years I've been working with them. And they have the best prices in North America. And so I really think you should check it out by emailing info@milesfranklin.com. Tell them Sarah sent you, and they guarantee me that you will get the best prices in the country and the best service, which is even more important right now. Ask them questions, dig in deep. But I'm telling you, this thing's going down, and I don't know when, but I know this is happening, and I know with Saudi Arabia backing out, they know the petrodollar is no longer a for sure thing. They're officially in the BRICS. All these countries are in the BRICS. The wealthy sovereign central banking families have all been front loading and buying gold and silver. And now, just recently, the BRICS monetary unit is now called the unit, and it's backed by 40% gold. Why do you think all these countries and all these central banks are buying gold and silver? It's because they know what's going on. They're the most informed, and that's the most important thing. They're the most informed investors in the world. So they're not going to just do all this stupid stuff that they're doing to take down the West while not being prepared themselves. They don't care if we're prepared. They're prepared. And once they're prepared, they don't care anymore. So that's my official statement. Let's get into this really interesting conversation and timely with my friend Andy Shechtman. Hi, Andy. Welcome back to the program.
Sarah, great to see you. Thanks for having me. Been too long.
It has. We need to have you on more often because this is what's happening, what's coming down quicker than people realize. It's kind of been on the back burner, but it hasn't in the media and in the attention, but it sure the heck hasn't been in the back burner as far as what's going on in the world stage. It's probably the number one thing. And I'm talking about the monetary reset that's happening and the fact that BRICS is barreling forward. I believe the Ukraine war, Israel, all this stuff is tied into this phenomena. And some people are saying that they're trying to take down the global cabal, the Khazarian mafia, by switching out the fiat currency, the dollar, with the BRICS system. Have you heard that? And what do you think of that?
I have not heard that. I mean, my theory would be parallel to that. It would be very similar to that. It would require blowing up the system, in essence, and maybe there is some. Maybe the two ideologies are symbiotic. I'm not sure, but I will tell you that I think ultimately. The dollar is in big trouble right now as it pertains to what the BRICS just announced at a meeting just a couple of weeks ago in Novigrad, Russia. And I think it signals impending big trouble for the dollar, for the world order, for ushering in a new world order. I think all of these things are very much connected, Sarah, but I haven't heard that exact story. Certainly something you've piqued my interest on, but what I can tell you is that what we are seeing is real, and I think it will indeed accomplish just this. And maybe I haven't looked at it from that angle, but whether you bring it from that angle or the angle that I've been looking at it from, we end up at the same place. And that is a system that resets. And, you know, the interesting part about doing it is that if you do it where it emanates as a reaction to what's happening around the world. In other words, if all of these BRICS nations join together with a new settlement system, which I will speak to you about, which is real, and the dollar is forsaken at a macro level, along with the US Treasury, and everything is dumped back home here, where everyone who has been stockpiling treasuries and dollars for the better part of 5 decades dumps them. The reaction by the market would be to send interest rates to the moon based upon hyperinflation, which resets the whole system. But now you have a villain to point to, and it was Xi Jinping and Putin and OPEC and all of the countries in the BRICS, rather than the brain-dead monetary policy of a Federal Reserve and the irresponsible fiscal policy of the government. And when you think about how naive people are in this country, you know, we're supposed to believe that they just realize that Biden is mentally challenged and is exhibiting signs of dementia.
Just realized it.
Right. They just realized it, or that the lame excuse by the head of the Homeland Security, or that, excuse me, pardon me, the head of the Secret Service, who actually answers to Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, who used to be she, the head of Secret Service, used to be Jill Biden's head of security. So, I mean, this incestuous cesspool that we see, we're supposed to believe that the roof was slanted with a direct sight line to the president 125 yards
Yeah,
away. So
stupid.
therefore, we didn't want to put, you know, protection up there. It was too dangerous for those sharpshooters. So we're supposed to believe all of these things. Well, the public will believe that it was those guys who did it to us rather than the irresponsible monetary and fiscal policy. I just will tell you that there's no question about it, but that I think a reset is in the cards. And whether it be from that angle or this, I think ultimately the result is the same thing.
Well, and this is what I heard. I've been talking to different people that have been around for a while, and they said this isn't what people are going to be talking about, but publicly, but this is what's really happening. The people who run the world want to get rid of the Khazarian mafia, who are below that, which are like the Rothschild banking families. They want to get rid of that. They want to maintain control. The BRICS is their way of maintaining control, making it look like they're cleaning up the entire system. Meanwhile, they're still controlling everything.
Yeah, that I have not heard. That's an interesting take. I mean, I guess if the people feel that they would be able to dictate things to places like China and Russia and what would amount to you know, the majority of the Southern Hemisphere, and then I guess it's possible. I have never heard that. It's something that I will certainly look at, and I'd love for you to send me some info on it. I'd love to read about it.
It's going to be hard to read about it. This is just inside people telling me some stuff, and that this is kind of like the planetary controllers. I don't know if that's true or not. I just wanted to throw that out there because
Well, I
that's a
mean,
theory that kind of makes sense, right?
well,
Based
it
on some
would.
of the actions that we're seeing starting in 2018.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't know that you could impose the Western influence on countries like China and Russia. And I think that while in theory, I understand what you're saying, it just seems that many of these countries are pushing back so hard against the West and the Western influence that I could see it being true. I could see it not being true. I mean,
So, do you think the World Economic Forum is at odds with China or working with China? And because there's been huge amounts of investment in China. Also, the theory is that Xi Jinping was put into place by the West. Putin was a young global leader, part of the World Economic Forum. So, there's those theories that they're really working together. Trump's working with them too. That's
well, I
what
suppose it's possible. Xi
I
Jinping
don't
is
know.
Western educated, speaks English very well. I suppose it's possible.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there as an alternative that people are talking about.
Well, maybe they realize we are so far down the rabbit hole with the system denigrating so much that they had no chance, no choice but to make a change. And this change would involve using those players and certainly having the appearance of it being a pushback to the system, but in reality it isn't. I guess, you
Well,
know,
I mean,
things
because
aren't
like
always
in
as they seem.
Well, yeah. Well, in 2018, there was huge purchasing of gold, right? It looked like the bank families were doing it. That's what I'm saying. Who was that other group that were buying all this gold?
Well, so in 20, yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. In 2018, you did see the central bank start to massively buy. 2019, those numbers doubled. In 2020, to your point, we noticed the rise of a group called the Others on the COMEX, which was is thought to be sovereign wealth funds. So I don't know who they
You
are.
see what I mean? That's like, well, if they're the ones buying all this gold, and now the BRICS, as you're going to talk about, is pegging their currency to 40% gold, and they were front running this, which we don't know who this others group is, but more than likely it could be the central bankers that are running the West, a lot of these families. They were already front running this whole situation.
They'd be foolish not to.
That's my point.
Yeah, I mean, I it could very well be possible, but that doesn't mean they'd still be controlling it, but maybe taking advantage of it. I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. There certainly is some.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'd like the expansion of the mind. I like seeing things from different angles, but we did see in 2018 it was the. In 2017, it was the German Bundesbank, along with the Bank of Poland, Hungary, Turkey, Austria, the Dutch National Bank, the Czech National Bank, who were the ones that were really buying. They also repatriated all their gold from the Bank of England and the New York Fed. 2018, those numbers were all of those countries bought more gold as a group than they did in the 60 years previously combined, to your point. 2019, those numbers were doubled, and then the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, which is the most powerful bank in the world, which is the central bank or central bank, which does have ties to all of these nefarious players, reclassified gold as the only other tier one asset. And if you, to your point again, if you look at this Project Mbridge, which is the platform by which the new currency will trade is a BIS program that was originally BIS is backing it along with China, Hong Kong, Thailand, and the United Arab Emirates. It is a cross-border payment service that is not compatible with US dollars. It would eliminate the ability for the West to sanction players. The BIS is involved. Does that mean that what you're saying is true? Sure, it would give credibility or credence to it. I can't validate it or vouch for it. Simply to say, no matter what, we are seeing a push away from the Western system. There was a meeting in Novigrad about 3 weeks ago that coincided with the G7 meeting. And the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was invited to the meeting. He turned it down. He said, I'm busy, but then sent his delegates to the meeting in Russia. Didn't want to go to the G7 meeting, but went to the meeting in Russia, where a couple of things came out. One, 59 more countries have said we're joining BRICS. But two, there were two meetings that were confirmed by Dilma Rousseff. Dilma Rousseff was the former president of Brazil and the head of the BRICS New Development Bank. And she said, we have agreed in principle. In meetings between myself, Putin, and Sergei Glazyev. Now, Sergei Glazyev is the economic finance minister for the Eurasian Economic Union. I have been saying for 3 years that the Eurasian Economic Union, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, will join the BRICS. The president of Belarus just called for a summit to do just that. But
It's
he's been the
happening everywhere,
architect.
right? I mean, it's
Pardon me?
happening. All these countries are joining BRICS.
Yes, and he is the architect, Sergei is, of the common settlement currency. He said it would be a basket of commodities and a basket of currencies for 3 years. Delma came out and said, we've agreed in principle to a new settlement currency called the unit, and it will be a digital currency that will be traded on Project Mbridge, which is a cross-border payment system for central bank digital currencies. As I mentioned, that is not compatible with the US dollar. Saudi Arabia just became a full participant of Project Mbridge, a full participant. And the unit, she said, would be comprised of a basket of 60% currencies of the BRICS plus nations and 40% gold. Not commodities, just gold, which is the only other tier one
But
asset.
that's what I mean. So if we have all these, we don't know who this others group is, but it's very likely the most sophisticated investors in the world who are the central bankers who own the Western banking system. They front run this. And then you look at their behavior that is so stupid that they're taking down the West in ways that a sophisticated, most sophisticated investors would not do, but they
Right.
are. Just a quick break from the program. I want to share with you the amazing sleeping pod from our friends at Save the World Morocco. This is amazing. What it does is it is made from materials that will absorb EMF frequencies. There are materials, heavy metals that will amplify it, like aluminum and graphene oxide will amplify the Wi-Fi signals. This is made from materials that will absorb it. And so if you are using this, putting on your chest or in your pocket or sleeping it right next to you under your pillow like I do, then it will absorb those EMFs and you will have a reduction in how much you are being bombarded by these nonstop. And they don't just make sleeping pods, they make cards for phones, they make pyramids for plants because plants are living creatures too, and they're getting bombarded. And so when they have this pyramid around them, they flourish more. So if you want to learn more about this, or if you want to get one for yourself, go to the link below or go to sarahwestall.com under shop.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, and then I've had people behind the scenes saying, Sarah, this is already a done deal. This is happening. I mean,
It makes sense. I
you're
mean,
not going to
because,
read it in the news media.
well, the presentation that I gave at a conference, I was just at Rick Rule's conference, was basically, is it too stupid to be stupid? All of the things that we have done, which are so stupid, weaponizing the dollar the way that we have. Against these countries, signing executive order to go green, destroying the immigration process, letting 20 million people in here illegally, the judicial system, the elections, all of these things are bringing down the West, including creating $100,000 in debt every second or a trillion
Yeah.
in every 100 days. It took 200 years to do that the first time. But when you talk about this new unit currency, it's very interesting, and it really is a bullish. It's as bullish as it gets for gold, because when you see in the past weeks and months, and really the past few years, we have seen Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Argentina, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Belgium, Egypt, Senegal, Romania, Nigeria, Serbia, France, Turkey, India, Ghana, Poland, Venezuela, Algeria, Cameroon, South Africa, Czechoslovakia, and many others that have all repatriated their gold. The Bank of England
What do
bought
you mean by
one and a half.
repatriate? Say what
That
that means.
so all of the gold has been held in two spots. It's been held in the New York Federal Reserve because it gives direct access to the COMEX, and or the Bank of England because it gives direct access to the LBMA. These are countries that supposedly embrace the rule of law, Western rule of law. They're safe, they're stable, and they give access to the two biggest trading hubs for now. So they all said, give us our gold back, which we have, and Bank of England has. India bought 1.5 times the amount of gold it bought all of last year, just in the first 4 months of this year, and brought it all home, including 100 metric tons they've held at the Bank of England
They
since
all,
1991.
you have to look at actions, right? We can't be stupid. At some
Well,
point, you have to look at what they're doing. They're
of
all buying
course.
gold. They're all front running this 40% for this new unit. They know something. I believe the others group knew back then.
They probably did, and no one knew who the others were, and they were called the others. Before I finish, I'll come back and finish the eye-opening why they're bringing their gold back, as it relates to the unit. But you're right. The COMEX publishes what's called the Commitment of Traders report each week, and it shows the positioning of the largest traders on the exchange. And it's always been the commercials on one end and the specs on the other, the hedge funds versus the commercial banks. And as one goes long, the other goes short. If the hedge funds go short, the commercials go long, and vice versa. Commercial banks take the opposite side, and that's why they've always been right for so long until they're not. But in any case, as we the question is, why would they all be bringing their gold back? And if you read the white paper on the unit, it's fascinating. It really says that each one of these countries will create their own unit tokens within their own borders. The gold that backs the unit token will be held within the borders of the countries who possess it, highly audited independently, very stiff penalties for deviating from the unit protocol. But if they don't need to send it to Shanghai or to Moscow, and they're able to create their own settlement tokens, if you will, which would be a basket of currencies of the BRICS nations and a basket of commodities. Now, one of the things I did an interview with a guy named Vince Lancey yesterday, who was a commodity trader on the floor for a long time. And he believes that the countries, in particular China and India and Russia, will do all they can to back their currencies, their central bank digital currencies, with gold as best they can, because the 60% would then favor those BRICS countries that have a tie to gold on top of the 40%, which is deliverable. So the countries who possess the tokens will be able to stand for delivery in kilo bars. So this eliminates the need to hold treasuries. This eliminates the need to hold dollars, because they will trade with one another in their own central bank digital currencies. They'll be able to have their own monetary autonomy. So everyone will have their own CBDC that will trade over Enbridge, which is not compatible with dollars and can't sanction them. And then if they want to settle in energy and things, they can use their tokens that they mine. And when the gold is backing that token, it's put into an escrow account, and it is massively audited independently to make sure that everything is in line, because it is deliverable. So yeah, when you talk about how big of a deal this is, it's the death knell for the dollar in the treasury market. It's a very long fuse that was lit. I don't know how long it takes before it blows up. But when you see the BRICS meeting, you know, the meeting in Novigrad, they said 59 countries have reportedly are seeking membership. That union starts to take on a critical mass of the majority of human population. As it is, they already have two of the three largest nuclear arsenals on the planet, along with the majority of GDP, human population, trade routes, shipping lanes, all of these things that are integral. Whether or not this is more of the same thing under a different hat, I can see where you're coming from, and I appreciate you opening my eyes. But
I don't know for sure, but to me,
no, I mean, it could be.
I feel confident enough to say, I think this is what's happening, because unless they're really, really stupid, this is what's happening.
Well, and that's funny. I mean, my speech was called, "Is it too stupid to be stupid?" I've been saying this, that phrase for the last year. Are the things that we are doing are so idiotic, it's not even funny. And so ultimately, as it relates to the United States, we have, it's the same problem, and that is a reset. The reset comes in the respect that every country on the planet's had to hold our dollars for 50 years and our treasuries. And if that changes, if there is no need to purchase energy with dollars, if there is no need for these countries to hold our treasuries, because gold over the last 25 years has doubled the performance of the 10-year treasury. But when we can go around in a very hypocritical manner and steal $5 billion from the Russian government in terms of their treasury holdings and use it to buy military equipment to send to the country they're in a war against, that's a line you don't come back from. In fact, Saudi Arabia has just made a declaration publicly, and they said if the European Union goes ahead and takes the $280 billion in Russian reserves that they're holding there, that they will dump European Union treasuries, starting with the French bonds. And I don't blame them for saying that. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
it's stealing. It's outright theft.
Yeah, it's outright theft. And then you look at our behavior and the Western's behavior in Ukraine, the support of the, no matter what you think of Israel, this is what's going on in Gaza is absolutely abhorrent. I mean, you're just looking at this stuff. It's not what smart, normal, studious people who have integrity, who actually are trying to do what's right for a country, does. It just, you don't do that. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You just don't act this way. So let me ask you, obviously, Biden isn't smart enough to run this country. He's not smart enough to get us out of this issue with the BRICS and get us in a strong position. It looks like Trump might be. You know, I mean, Trump looks smart enough. But what do you think? Most people think Trump's going to win, or that's what's happening, and that Biden isn't even smart enough to deal with this stuff, and we're screwed if Biden's there. But what do you think Trump's going to do?
I don't know. I mean, Sarah, the world, if all of that is true, then there is a big pushback against that. I mean, it was an eighth of an inch away from chaos. What would Xi Jinping and Putin be saying if he was shot in the head on Saturday and died? I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I will tell you that he had good relationships with these countries, who are now forging relationships, by the way, with North Korea. So we had a good relationship with him as well, and at least a orderly relationship. I have heard the same things that you're talking about, that Trump is still running things in the military. And if that really is the case, you can see there's a faction of people that are trying to push back against that, because, you know, an eighth of an inch separates that theory and the end of that theory. What's to say that they don't try again? I mean, I just heard yesterday another person was shot at the Republican National Convention trying to get in with a gun.
Hold on a second. I don't know if that theory is right or not. I've heard it. You've heard it. I've seen evidence of it.
I'm acknowledging that it could be. You know, I don't know either.
I don't know either. Yeah.
But if it is, either way, there are people that don't want him in. And when you would use the pathetic excuse that the roof was too slanted to put protection on it, you know, I'm sure people have seen it. I think I even have it right here on my phone. Here it is. I mean, look at that.
Stupid.
Really? Would you not put someone right there? I mean, direct access, direct line of sight. I mean, it's just, you can't make it up.
The whole thing is stupid. That's why everybody, the conspiracy theories are happening on.
There's a fine line between conspiracy and reality. Now, I don't know where that line is, but I don't dismiss anything you've said. In the end, it affects the United States the same way, but at least in terms of resetting the system. But, you know, obviously, as we can see, there is a faction that doesn't want to play nice with President Trump. And I think it's a sad state of affairs. But I've been saying this forever. I mean, how do you let 20 million people in here illegally? If 5% want to do damage to this country, that's 1 million people. That's bigger than a Chinese standing army. You know, 0.1% is 20,000 people. How do you let the cities become cesspools of lawlessness? These great cities in San Francisco right now, which has just been decimated, one of my favorite cities in the world. Listen to this. These are the companies that have announced they're either leaving or have just left: Nordstrom, Old Navy, Banana Republic, Gap, Target, Anthropologie, CB2, Crate and Barrel, Amazon Go, Saks Fifth Avenue, Office Depot, Walgreens, CVS, Westfield, Cinemark, Hollister, Adidas, Lego Store, Macy's, 95-year-old location, La Octane, Sephora, The North Face, Starbucks, First Republic Bank, well, they failed anyway, and AT&T.
SpaceX just announced a few days ago they're leaving too. They're going to
Houston.
SpaceX.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Tesla is moving from California to Texas. I saw
maybe
that
it was
too.
Tesla that's going to move.
Yeah, it's
on.
Tesla.
I thought they said space. Yeah, it's Tesla.
I mean, and think about that. All of that tax revenue is gone. And that's the doom loop, where the companies leave because it's not safe and the corporate tax rate is too high. And all of the shops and restaurants that spring up around these infrastructures, well, they're not getting in. Then they leave because it's not too safe. And then more people leave because they all left because it's not safe and it's too expensive. So they're losing the tax revenue, and these wonderful cities are just falling to crap. It's awful.
But that's why I'm saying I think there's you either have to believe they're incredibly stupid and they shouldn't be there and we're in big trouble anyways, or it's on purpose. And I like to give them
it is
a
on
little
purpose.
More that this is
I
on
believe
purpose.
It is on purpose 100%. I just don't
it just
know.
Does, that's right. And that it just doesn't make I don't believe they're that stupid. And I don't believe the most sophisticated investors in the world, which is a phrase you always use, are that stupid either. So that means they're front running it. And they are, I think they're behind it. They've already got themselves positioned well, and they're supporting it.
Yeah,
the backroom negotiations to make sure they're in a good position.
Let me just say it this way. It's too stupid to not be planned. And it is planned. And I have looked at it from a different angle in the respect that it's planned, in the respect that they're incentivizing this so that there is a reset and the world forsakes dollars. For 2 years, I've been saying that to you, that they're going to dump dollars and globally. And you know, for the last year, I've been saying what they have done up until this point and what they are doing is so stupid, it has to be planned. Because you can't allow, look, if it were just the mismanagement of the dollar, if it was just the weaponization of the dollar, if it was just the signing the executive order to go green, fine, we'd get away from that because this country has been, you know, it has been the beacon of freedom and liberty and desire, if you will, for people around the world that wanted to come here, listen to rock and roll and wear Levi's jeans and come experience the American dream. We've always done best with our back against the wall, but we are divided as we have ever been. And we have allowed the destruction of this country in ways that's impossible to, I mean, how can we allow the wokeness, the destruction of the nuclear family, all of the things that are happening in our schools? How can we allow these beautiful cities to be overrun? How can we allow 20 million people in here illegally? How can we allow our judicial system, which is what people have left authoritarian regimes for, to come to a country that has justice and equal justice under the law? How can it be compromised? How can we let the elections be compromised? And whether or not you, no matter who, what side of the aisle you're on, you have to look at it and say, are those elections fair? Well, look at Saturday. They're not fair, and they haven't been fair to whatever degree there has been manipulation into the elections. That's not lost on the rest of the world. The rest of the world looks at us like, what the hell's happened to that wonderful
they
country?
Know. They see all the fighting here when they're trying to convince all the, you know, gaslight people saying it's not true. The rest of the world, they know it's true.
Yeah, well, I think you're putting a lot of credibility into the world, because either that or the people in this country are just stupid. Most of them who would think all of these things that are, you know, yeah, Biden maybe just is starting to slip mentally. They think Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, is trying to tell us that she hasn't noticed that in 4 years or
yes,
however long
yes,
she's been there.
Yeah, no,
you know,
yeah.
All of
well,
these things we're being lied to and people buy them.
Well, and that's what I was saying. Xi Jinping, the Chinese government knows the election was stolen. They know Biden's brain is gone. Russia, you can't tell me the KGB doesn't know.
Well, that's the point.
You can't tell me that the UK, the MI6 people, they know. I mean, they know.
Well, so do our own people. And more, how do you, the best and the brightest people in this country, in the Secret Service, how do they get to them? That's the part I don't understand. How do you get to the Secret Service and all of these, you know, the FBI? How do you get to these people and destroy the culture from within? I don't understand it. I don't know what they offered these people, but to think this is how the whole system works, it's right out in front of us, too. And that's the crazy thing. They don't even try to hide it anymore. It's right out in front of you. And the head of Secret Service says, well, the roof was too slanted. I mean, come on, really? Are we supposed to take that?
You know, well, they think we're stupid. And I think
that's why I agree with you, Sarah.
Yeah.
This is too stupid. And I don't know. And you've opened my eyes to maybe a little deep dive, if you will. But let's just say we agree with the final outcome and we agree that it is too stupid to not be planned. The question is it the, you know, who's behind it?
That's right.
And that's a question I haven't even stopped to think for a moment, but I will now.
Well, and because there's a point where their actions point to the fact that they're the ones behind it. You can't be that. If you're really the most sophisticated investors in the world and you have been for decades and hundreds of years, suddenly you're doing this.
Well, and I would add not only the most sophisticated and well-funded, but the most well-informed. And that's the part. They know the playbook. They're the ones who write the playbook. So if indeed that is the case, yes, that would make sense, obviously. You know, it's hard to put yourself to suspend your brain to a place where everything that we live is a mirage. It's bizarro world, and that there are these entities behind the scenes pulling the strings to that level. I've looked at it sort of like, yeah, this is the pushback from the rest of the world for 500 years of this shit, where for 500 years, the West has ruled the roost and the people pulling the strings have done so for 500 years. And this is a way for all of these countries who haven't been part of that party, only the victims to it to stand up on their own. But maybe you're right. I would.
Both are probably in action.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a hard time believing that. But again, you know, you make a convincing point. Xi Jinping is Western educated. He does speak English well. Maybe they got to him too. Don't know. I don't know. But I haven't even begun to think that. But it is something that I will try and deep dive into.
I don't know how to explain the behavior otherwise. It doesn't make sense otherwise. Unless we want to concede that they're that stupid.
Well, some of them are anyway. But
for sure, some are. But all of them?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't think
so. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't think so. But
bottom line, right? They're all, this thing's going down. We know the BRICS is going down. I've had people inside say, sir, this is going down. Now it's a matter of timing. 40%, the new thing is 40% is backed on gold. What does that mean for gold and silver? Because that's going to change your life even more than it is now.
The sky's the limit for the price of gold. And we've been seeing massive deliveries off of COMEX, off of the London Metals Exchange, off of the Shanghai Metals Exchange, massive deliveries that continue to be drained using the Western price, which is running cover. I mean, they short the price and then stand for delivery. That never happened before. None of these countries were sophisticated or wealthy enough or coordinated enough or had the desire to stand for delivery. Now they all are. I think it means that gold will go higher than anyone thinks possible. And if indeed it is used to back a new system, it won't come back down. It will only go higher.
Will silver ride with gold or will silver decouple?
It will ride with it. It has a 90% correlation throughout all of history. Now, I don't know how high it goes or how that correlation is connected. But you see a country like India, they've imported over 700 million ounces from the West just in the last few years. And then recently, let me see if I have this number. I think I do. Recently, India also has purchased from United Arab Emirates. And I have that. I just read it. Just a second. They purchased a massive amount from the United Arab Emirates, too. I think I have it. Give me one second. 700 million ounces of silver from the West is a huge amount. COMEX only has 70 million ounces in its registered category. That's 10 times the registered category.
God, that's incredible. So, okay, let's say gold goes up to 10,000. I'm just going to throw this out there. If gold goes up to 10,000 an ounce, what feasibly would silver go up to?
Well, the last 100 years would say just the price ratio would be minimum of $250, but it's coming out of the ground at 7 to 1, which would put it at $1,428 an ounce. That's, I'm sure, very difficult for people to even contemplate. But look, I think gold will go that high. It's held in every central bank on a balance sheet called the gold revaluation account. And so these countries who hold it on their balance sheet in the gold revaluation account understand that all they need to do is jack gold way up and their problematic balance sheets become pristine just like that.
That's right.
And it would then be, and you're kind of almost seeing something like that right now in the respect that China is valuing silver at over $4 an ounce higher on the Shanghai Metals Exchange than in the West. So if it's 30 bucks here, if it's 30 and change here, it's almost 35 there. They're inciting arbitrage. They're trying to get all of the traders who have access to the Western markets to buy in the West and deliver in the East. They're accumulating all of the world's commodities. And so to see the price be revalued to a level that most can't even imagine, to me is very likely, very probable. With all the money they just create, go ahead and buy it. And I think that is what is happening.
Our gold?
Excuse me?
Do we still have our gold?
Well, it hasn't been audited since 1953, which is really the joke about it all, is that supposedly we have 8,300 metric tons, but it has not been audited since 1953. And by the way, India, who imported 700 million ounces from the West, listen to this. According to Ramesh, India's silver imports from the United Arab Emirates was at a modest 2.2 million ounces between January, or 2.2 million U.S. dollars from India importing from the UAE. Last year, between April, between January and April of 2023, it was $2.2 million. It has skyrocketed to $1.44 billion worth of imports during the same period this year. That represents a 654-fold increase in just 1 year. So they're buying everything they can around the world. And silver is massively demanded. The thing of it with silver is there's eight banks right now, eight Western banks that hold the largest concentrated short position in any commodity ever traded in the history of the COMEX market. The London Bullion Metals Association openly says they trade 292 million ounces of silver per day, every day. But they also admit that the numbers that they post for settlement are up to 10 times under reported because they don't report all of the trades that get to the final number. So if I trade, if I sell 200 contracts and buy 100, that's a net 100 that I'm left with. They'll show the 100, not the 300 trades in between. And so if that's the case, 292 million times 10 is 2.9 billion ounces. That's 3.5 times annual global mine supply every day. The prices are being distorted, but there are eight banks on COMEX that hold the largest concentrated short position in any commodity ever traded. Why? It's because the military-industrial complex, they used to report military silver demand in the supply-demand numbers. They don't anymore. They've just magically disappeared. And when you realize that there's copious amounts of silver needed in high-tech weaponry, I'll read something to you that really, I think... It exemplifies this. This is, and people can jot this down and look for themselves. You would Google Senate subcommittee meeting S.2768 from October 14th, 1942. S.2768 subcommittee hearing October 14th, 1942. A bill to authorize the use for war purposes of silver held or owned by the United States. Google it. I'm going to read you the first two paragraphs. The present consumption of silver for war purposes is at the rate of about 100 million ounces a year and is growing rapidly. According to the War Production Board, it is only a matter of months before war demands will have increased sufficiently to require at least 200 million ounces of silver per year. That was in 1942. So why is it that when we look at the supply-demand numbers right now, we have a 250 million ounce shortfall between supply and demand? So there's nowhere near as much product as there is demand. And here are the categories that the Silver Institute tells us silver demand goes to. Industrial, 9%. Electrical and electronics, 9%, of which photovoltaics, that's 20%. That's solar panels. Brazing alloy and solders, 3%. Other industrial, 9%. Photography, negative 3%. Jewelry, 4%. And silverware, 7%. You notice something missing there? Where the hell is silver? Where's military? I have a client who is a consultant for the Department of Defense who has told me that every time I have said there's 500 ounces of silver in a Tomahawk cruise missile is correct. He developed the Tomahawk cruise missile as one of the main consultants who was able to get it to fire vertically instead of out of the tube of a submarine. And he said, you're right, there's between 13 and 14 kilos. And that's just one missile. Look at all the missiles that the military industrial complex produces that are high tech. All the Javelin missiles we gave to the Ukraine and the high tech aerospace and the submarines. That's all right. This stuff needs wicked amounts of silver, yet it's not counted. And then ask yourself, why would eight Western banks be stepping on the price of silver to the largest degree of any concentrated short position ever achieved in any single commodity in the tiny little market of silver? It's because it is needed to fund all of these wars to make munitions. And
that's right. That's where you have to look at these actions. You can't just assume it's stupidity or it's something else. You got to look at Occam's razor, right? You got to look at what makes the most.
100%. And that's what's happening. And these countries who are in the know are standing for delivery. Now, how does it all tie in? Who's behind it? Not sure, Sarah, but I will tell you that it certainly is a compelling thought experiment.
Well,
Thank you for that.
it's the most, it just makes the most sense, right? I mean, I don't know. It could be wrong, but it does make sense and it does keep them in power. At
I
least it
love
front
Occam's
runs.
razor. Occam's razor is a big one for me because you're right. Like so many things that you look at just make no sense. Well, for example, there's something called the Cloward-Piven theory. Are you familiar with the Cloward-Piven theory?
I've heard of it. Would say what it is.
The Cloward-Piven theory is a theory that was based upon I'll read you a couple things here. The Cloward-Piven theory is a political strategy outlined by sociologists and political activists Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. The strategy is aimed at to create a political crisis by overwhelming the U.S. welfare system, with demands, thereby forcing reforms and the implementation of guaranteed national income. They taught this class at Columbia University, where Obama went there, and so did Jared Bernstein, the lead
Bad
economist to the
guy.
U.S. government. And here are four things that they talk about, key elements of the Cloward-Piven strategy. One, overloading the welfare system. The strategy suggests that by enrolling large numbers of people in the welfare system, think 20 million people came here illegally, in particular in the large cities, the system would become overwhelmed and eventually collapse. This would create a political and social crisis that would necessitate substantial reforms, creating a political crisis. The goal is to generate a crisis significant enough to push the government to adopt more radical measures to address poverty and inequality. By the way, Jared Bernstein is a inclusionary economist. This whole thing is about inclusionary economics, basic universal income. Three, advocating for a guaranteed income. Cloward and Piven proposed that the ultimate solution to the crisis would be implementation of a guaranteed annual income for all citizens, ensuring a minimum standard living and reducing poverty. And lastly, four, mobilization and activism. This strategy emphasized goals to create a new loyal voting bloc out of the rapidly increasing bloc of welfare recipients and their children who can all be counted on to vote for larger government in the future. Now, you think about that. Is that too stupid to be stupid, or is this shit happening right in front of us?
That's
They're destroying
happening.
the inner cities. They're
Yep.
overloading the welfare system. 65% of people receiving taxpayer-based subsidy or taxpayer-based help like this, welfare, are people who are in this country illegally. 65%.
You know what's
And
so
then you talk
crappy?
about, blowing up the inner cities, finding a loyal voting bloc. I mean, 20 million people ought to do the trick. They're never going to vote Republican, who Trump wants to deport them all. And this was taught at Columbia when Obama was there, and Jared Bernstein. You wonder, could that really be the case?
Well,
Google the Cloward-Piven strategy and read about it. It'll blow your mind.
the thing is I don't put that past them for a moment, but then they're throwing the whole country under the bus to do something stupid like that.
That's how you start the whole thing over, I guess. I don't know. Or bring us down to an equal playing field with the rest of the world.
What that th these people would be that way. I mean, they're planted people that they're insane, but I think there's players above, the most sophisticated investors in
I'm
the
sure there
world.
are. I'm sure, and maybe this is part of their
Those
deal.
guys
I
are
don't
front
know.
running this. Okay, well, you are going to be busier than hell over the next few years. I know this. I think it's going to get worse than it was last year.
Oh yeah,
It
it
just it
will.
will. What you saw last year is a precursor of what you're going to be seeing over the next couple of years. I know that for a fact. I can just tell. This is what I see. And so where can people reach you? They need to be switching their IRAs into this. They need to be securing their assets so that they're not screwed when this whole
Yeah.
thing goes down. And
So
I
the
know
best way
there's a
for
lot
young
of people out
people,
there that are not ready for this.
and people can't get out of the way of what they don't see coming. And God bless you for having the courage to do what you do. I watch what you do, and you have a tremendous amount of courage, and you have my utmost respect for it.
Thank you.
I think about the things that I say sometimes too, and there are people like you and I who, when we meet our maker someday and he asks us, what did you do to make the world better? Oh, you're Sarah, go on in. And I hope they say the same thing about me because I've tried my best to sound the alarm. To me, gold and silver are wealth. They're not an investment. They're wealth that the biggest, to your point, the most sophisticated and the most well-informed traders in the world are loading up on. For your listeners, the best way to reach us would be to send an email to info@MilesFranklin. Say, Sarah sent me. Ask for our price list that we don't publish on our website, which will be as good or better than anywhere in North America. Ask any questions that you've heard on this show or any others. Ask if you want to Roll over your IRA into a precious metals IRA, physically held precious metals IRA. Any questions you have, put your phone number down if you want to be contacted. info@milesfranklin.com. We'll send you just the special price list if that's what you want. But put Sarah sent me, so I can promise you that we will give them white glove treatment, Sarah. I promise you that. We've never had a customer complaint in over $10 billion in sales in 34 years. I'll make damn sure that yours aren't the first. And that would be the best way for your listeners to get the best price, the best service, and my ability to watch over it all. So, again, I thank you for letting me come on. Look, the Chinese have a curse. May you live in interesting times. We have the big BRICS meeting in October. We have the meeting to finalize Project Enbridge and the unit in September in China. And then, of course, God willing, the election in November. I would love to come back on as we lead up to that time and see what's going on, or any time for that matter. And I look forward to picking up where we left off. But I wish you and your family and everyone out there, you know, nothing but the very best. And I will say this, in my soul, I know something else is coming. And when you see the lengths to which they are going to disrupt the system, I think we all need to prepare, be vigilant, prepare not just with gold and silver, have some small bills on hand, some cash, have home protection, have food, have water, have batteries. Because when this all busts apart, what you will see is a wicked contraction of credit. And just thinking, last thought before I let you go, because I do have to jump here. When you talk about just how much credit it takes to bring a loaf of bread to the market, you start with the farmer who's on credit to buy his combine, his diesel fuel, and the seeds to plant the field of wheat. Then when the field is harvested, he's got all this wheat. He gives it to a trucking company to bring it to the flour mill. Well, the trucking company is on credit to buy the trucks and to pay the salaries and all the fuel, who then brings it to the flour mill, who uses and employs credit to run the operations. And then they send that back to the truck once it's refined. The trucking company, who's on credit, brings it to the baker, who's on credit, who bakes the bread and then gives it back to the trucking company, who's on credit, and then drives it to the grocery store, who uses credit to stock their shelves. All of that credit, 10, 12 pieces of credit, touched from seed to finished product on the shelf. And if credit blows up, as the banking system blows up, you need to be prepared for massive disruptions, let alone the trucking companies, which bring everything just in time. And if they're screwed up, good luck. So prepare like a hurricane is coming, like a real hurricane, both financially and literally. And the worst case, you eat your food or donate it to a food shelf. You drink your water, you know, you pass your gold and silver on to your kids. You never fire your gun, God willing. What's the biggest risk of being prepared? None. What's the risk of being ill-prepared? Massive. So that would be my parting thoughts. I look forward to picking up where we left off. And I just thank you and respect the heck out of you, Sarah. So thanks for letting me be a small part of what you're doing today, and look forward to doing it with you again soon.
We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Take care. You bet. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.